show is a Friday tradition, and it still is. Make sure you're listening for the new KSL movie show after Dave and Dujanovic. We have our favorite movies and a few stinkers. 11 this morning on KSL News Radio.
It's finally Friday, and this is Dave and Dujanovic. Conversation and insights on the stories Utahns care about most. It's Friday on KSL News Radio.
Excited to talk about
so
this.
Antsy.
I am stepping all over the big voice, guys. Sorry there. Should Lunchables be banned from school lunch? You know, I saw this week that Consumer Reports says the some schools serve these. Those are the 4x4 plastic box, film covered quad containers with those round processed meats and square cheeses and cookies and crackers in them. And Consumer Reports tested them, Dave, and says what they found is enough for them to call on the federal government to keep them out of our kids' lunch lines at school.
Okay, so many things going on here. Number one, I love Lunchables.
You do?
I do. I'm way too old to be eating Lunchables, but I can pound a Lunchable, no question. It is also funny to me that they found that they were unhealthy, or that, you know, here's a big surprise, but Oscar Mayer actually changed the recipe to make them more healthy so that they would qualify to be served at school lunch.
Oh, I've never associated healthy with Lunchable. I just associate it with mom's in a hurry. Mom's going to get Bad Mom of the Year award. She doesn't care right now. Calories in. Eat your Lunchable. And usually my kids would devour them when I did, you know, when I put them in front of them. So, but Consumer Reports is like, hold on a minute. We are going to go out, buy Lunchables, and then we're going to take them to a lab. We are going to put them through the ringer to see exactly how unhealthy they are. And I will admit, there's some things that came out in this Consumer Reports lab analysis of Lunchables. Okay, as a mom, it would concern me. But it's too late for my kids because I'm like, what am I going to do about it now? Because I'm pretty sure in their 20s, unlike Dave, they're over the Lunchable face. They've already ingested all of this stuff. But let's listen. Consumer Reports put a really succinct video and audio report together about what they found. Let's listen to it, and then we'll debate it.
Consumer Reports tested 12 store-bought Lunchables and similar lunch kits, and we found relatively high doses of lead, cadmium, or both in all of them. And most also had phthalates, which is a chemical used to make plastic that had been linked to a host of health problems. Two Lunchables manufactured by Kraft Heinz, similar to the ones we tested, are eligible to be served to children through the National School Lunch Program. That's nearly 30 million children that may be served lunch kits that have these contaminants and very high sodium levels. We think our kids deserve better choices, and these Lunchable kits should be removed from the school lunch program. Toxic heavy metals like lead and cadmium put kids at risk for developmental issues. While the amount of lead and cadmium in the Lunchables did not exceed the legal limit, the risk of these problems increases with regular consumption over time. We even compare the two Lunchable kits that are in the National School Lunch Program to a McDonald's Happy Meal that's consisted of chicken nuggets, french fries, and apple slices. And the Lunchables served in schools contain more sodium than the Happy Meal. Eating too much sodium can lead to high blood pressure. Lastly, all but one of the store-bought kits tested positive for phthalates, which are chemicals found in plastic. These known hormone disruptors can contribute to an increased risk of reproductive problems, diabetes, and certain cancers. While some manufacturers told CR that sodium enhances taste and convenience, others like Kraft Heinz and Maple Leaf Foods are actively working to reduce sodium levels in their products.
Wow. Right? I mean, I don't know what Lunchables did to wrong this guy, but he just went after Lunchables in the worst, hardest way. How terrible of a parent do you feel right now?
So what's your reaction to all of that?
Well, first of all, I get it. I understand Lunchables are not healthy. Like, that is not health food. I totally get it. I did my own little research, though. He compared it to the Happy Meal. I compared it to the McDonald's two cheeseburger and fries meal.
That your son eats?
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. Okay, so it's more realistic for you.
Yeah, it's more realistic. You want to talk about sodium? The Lunchable has 700 milligrams of sodium, which is about 30% of your daily allowance. Like that one Lunchable, that's 30%. If my kid gets the two cheeseburger and fry meal, it's 75% of their daily allowance in sodium. It's more than 1,000 milligrams more. My point is, there's lots of unhealthy stuff out there that we shove in our kids' faces. Why are we picking on the Lunchable? Like, that's the place where we're drawing the line. Like, heaven forbid we give a kid something they will actually eat in school.
Well, I didn't like the whatever's leaching from the plastic. I appreciate, you know, watchdog groups. I do appreciate them going out and making sure there's not something really, 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 really super horrible going on. But that whole story we just listened to gave me bad mom syndrome, you know, because I'm thinking, oh, I didn't need my kid's school to serve him Lunchables. I did plenty of that. I mean, who doesn't do that kind of stuff in a pinch? I don't like the whatever's going on with the cadmium and all the others, like lead. Lead's always kind of been a scary thing for kids, in my view. That's why we, you know, when we moved into a house in the 70s or built in the 70s, these are what, like, real estate disclosures are all about, right? There's the disclose if there's known lead, because we know that lead can harm a child's brain development. So now they also say it's, you know, it's not at a level that is past the standard. So that did make me feel a lot better. But how am I going to know any of this? You know, how am I going to know any of this when I walk down the grocery store, I buy my kid a Lunchable? And what Consumers Report is asking is that the USDA pull these Lunchables from the school lunch line. Well, I got news for you. They're getting them at home. And also, I can pack a Lunchable with my, you know, and I did many, many times. I mean, it's not being lazy. It's just like you're just trying to fumble through parenting. So you grab a Lunchable off the grocery store shelf. But there's so much stuff that kids won't eat at school. My feeling about this is if kids are eating Lunchables, I'm so glad they're getting some calories in. Now, it's not a lot. It's like 350 calories, which surprised me. But you pointed out earlier, so much stuff that's served at the lunch line at schools ends up in the trash can. If they're eating the Lunchables, well, then they're eating. That's good.
My wife has worked in an elementary school for years, has spent a lot of time in the lunchroom. She said you would see kids with an entire full plate of food, healthy food. Thank you, Michelle Obama. That was one of her big things, is getting healthy food in schools. They would take the entire tray and dump it so they can get to recess.
Mm-hmm.
Kids don't love healthy food. That's a big shocker, parents. I don't know if I'm breaking news here or anything, but they do not like healthy food. And if mom and dad aren't over their shoulder looking at them, you can't trust them to eat all of the healthy options that are out there. This individual at Consumer Reports says our kids need to have better choices. They absolutely do have better choices. And they choose the unhealthiest option available because that's what they want to eat. And I think it's a major, major problem to go in there and just start removing all of these calories. They may be empty calories, but they are calories nonetheless. They burn, they give energy, they help kids' brains work, whatever the calories are. And I think if you're removing those, you're doing these kids a disservice, and you're just starving kids.
Let's ask our listeners to call in. We know we got lots of parents who listen. We know lots of parents have opinions about school lunch. So do you want Lunchables banned from school lunch? 801-575-TALK. 801-575-TALK. Let's pick on Lunchables next.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Consumer Reports is asking the federal government to ban Lunchables from the school lunch line. The federal government does allow, and schools do serve, Lunchables. We're all familiar with them. If you're a parent, you know what a Lunchable is. I think they were invented just for my kiddos. So I served them when my kids were growing up because they were easy breezy. And they were pretty inexpensive. Sometimes you could get them for $1.25. Lot probably costs a lot more now.
No, they still cost $1.25.
Oh, so,
if you get them on a deal.
So should we be banning them from the school lunch line?
Absolutely not, first of all. And they do serve Lunchables here in Utah. Mm-hmm. In fact, they had to manipulate and change the ingredients a little bit. That's what Kraft Heinz did, is they had to make it a little bit more healthy to reach the standards where they could be served in Utah schools. And they are being served in Utah schools. But absolutely, we should let kids eat Lunchables if they want.
But Consumer Reports says there's some stuff found in them when they did the testing, including high levels of sodium that concerned them. And we know sodium can be bad for us, right? I mean, the government is, our doctors have warned us for years, you know, stop eating so much sodium. It's linked to some health problems like increased blood pressure, maybe create some problems with your heart as well. Not saying that happens when you're
12,
a little one, but, you know, I think good eating habits are something that is good to start early on. But I'll tell you, Lunchables, pizza, hamburgers, I fed it all to my kids. I tried to make dinner every single night, even though I was working full time. We had dinner every single night, and we usually packed a school lunch every single day. And yes, I made them breakfast every single morning. But sometimes you gotta go this lazy route. Am I wrong? I think I'm right. 801-575-TALK. Should Lunchables be banned from school lunch?
I think I've seen, and my wife has worked in the school cafeteria several years, and she saw kids take perfectly healthy, well-balanced meals and throw them directly in the garbage without taking a single bite. Debbie, not taking a single bite. So we're putting a lot of pressure on our schools to feed our kids healthy stuff, and the kids still have the freedom to reject and throw it away. All I care about is if a kid has some calories in them. I hardly care how they get it, whether it's a candy bar, an ice cream sandwich, or a Lunchable. Kids need to have some calories because they are just going nonstop. And if they're not eating the healthy food, then they will eat no food.
You're going to pass out when I tell you what my school lunch was all through high school. Hi, Carrie. You're calling from Provo. Good morning. What do you think? Should Lunchables be banned from school lunches?
Hi, yes. Well, I work at a high school in Provo, and I am responsible for our school food pantry, which I started this year.
Oh, congrats.
Because many students were coming in to the counseling office because they were hungry.
Oh.
And we had fruit snacks and granola bars to offer them. And I'm a big nutrition nut. I wanted them to get protein. Protein will last longer. And I used the opportunity to help train them when they need a snack. So now my food pantry has single-serve peanut butter, peanuts, hummus, snacks similar to Lunchables where you peel it open and there's nuts, cubes of cheese, and some salami. I would love for whoever did this study to follow a high school student around and pick up all their wrappers and see what sodium they're intaking, because I cannot get a single student to take any of that. They all still want fruit snacks and granola bars.
Oh, my goodness. What a fantastic
awesome,
description.
Carrie.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, because that is what happens. Even when you have these great options, kids will go for the junk food or they won't eat at all. And we've seen it over and over and over again. And I think the downside is when kids are hungry, they can't focus, they can't concentrate, they're disruptive.
Can we look up and see how much protein Lunchables have? Because even though that meat is processed, and it is obviously, you know, it looks to me like they use a cookie cutter to cut out that little round circle, but it has cheese and meat, and so there's probably some protein in that. Janelle from Morgan, what do you think about the idea of kicking Lunchables to the curb?
I definitely think they should be kicked to the curb in schools. I think the schools have more responsibility to provide healthy options, and I don't think that the kids will starve if they don't get Lunchables. So I definitely think that we're the adults and have the responsibility of providing healthier options. And truthfully, the kids are going to choose what they're used to eating. So it definitely needs to start in the home with choosing more healthy options. But we really have to, I mean, look at the health epidemic of all these health problems in our society. And, you know, I think the schools have to take responsibility. We can't just offer junk because that's what kids like.
Janelle, thank you so much. Agree. We do need to make sure we're doing the best we can in the home. But I always look at it, too. It's like sometimes at school, that might be the only meal a child is getting because of their circumstances at home. I know schools are doing a great job sending home brown bag lunches and dinners with students, and that's awesome. But I think it's difficult because we know that kids learn when their bellies and their brains are full of nutrients. And if sometimes that nutrient is a Lunchable, I would rather have them have that than throw a salad away.
You asked about the protein. 11 grams of protein in a Lunchable.
Well, it's not.
It's not great.
It's not off the charts.
It's not
off the charts.
Yeah, it's not nothing.
They probably need to put another, you know, 7 more layers of processed turkey in there, and then maybe they can double that. Trish from Kaysville, what do you think?
Hi. I definitely agree with both of you. I don't think it's a good idea to ban Lunchables. I don't think it's a really good idea to ban much of anything just because it just adds more problems most of the time. But I also think that, like your last caller said, it does begin at home. If we are focused on helping our kids get the nutrition they need at home, I think we can be less concerned about what they are having for lunch outside of the home. Because if, you know, it's kind of a basic principle here, you know, do it if you can. And we really can't stress out too much about the stuff that we don't have control over.
Thank you, Trish. You would absolutely fall over if you knew that every single day at high school, my go-to was a Twix bar. Yeah, they didn't invent Twix by then. A small fry and a Dr. Pepper every single day. We did not have open campus. We were not allowed to leave. I know it's horrible, right?
No, you're not alone, Deb. No judgment.
I do want to add this, Dave, and I want to. Oh, we got. I wish we had more time to talk about this. But here's where I changed my view. Before I had kids, I want to go back to the early 1990s. And I was a reporter at Channel 4 News here in Salt Lake City, and they sent me out the door to do a story on childhood obesity. And I lined up an interview with a pediatrician. A local pediatrician in the Salt Lake Valley area. And I went to interview him, and he said, you will never hear me say that fast food, or this was probably before Lunchables were invented, are horrible for children, because what you have to understand is I see so many children, when we're fully aware of many, many children, that in their homes, that is the only meal that they are going to get all day. And when burritos are 2 for $1 and tacos are 4 for $1 and McDonald's is selling hamburgers for $1 or there's a Lunchable for $1.25, that's the only meal that child will get all day long. It is about getting food in our kids' stomachs, getting calories into them. So that was my wake-up call. And that was long before I ever became a mom. It changed my point of view on pizza day. Every Friday at school.